Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Adam Ragusea in for Anthony Brooks.
Well, it's Thursday, and that means it's time to start planning for the weekend. And here to give us some ideas is Graham Wright, host and founder of Opus Affair, an art salon in Boston. Good to see you again, Graham.
Likewise, Meghna.
So let's start with your first pick for the weekend. It has to do with contemporary music.
That's right. Over at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum, they have a contemporary music series called Avant Gardner. And tonight, they have an ensemble coming in called the International Contemporary Ensemble, ICE, as they're known in the biz. And they're performing works of a Finnish composer, Kaija Saariaho. And ICE is an ensemble of, in its fullest form, about 33 different strings and winds, percussionists, voice, and even composers who are part of the regular ensemble. And they focus entirely on contemporary music, new commissions, and finding existing works. So they'll be passing through town tonight for that.
And they'll be playing in the Gardner's new concert hall?
That's right. So if you haven't had a chance to get over and see the new Calderwood Hall there, it's a fantastic opportunity to hear the music there. It would be a missed opportunity if I didn't bring up the fact that because of the architecture of the Calderwood Hall, you could actually say that this is an Ice Cube concert.
Oh my, because it's shaped like a box. Well, we're hearing a little bit of a Saariaho piece now. It's one that's going to be performed tonight, and it's called Miranda's Lament. So let's listen to a little more. So that's Avant Gardner, a concert of contemporary music featuring the International Contemporary Ensemble, or ICE, as Graham noted. It's happening tonight at the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum. Sounds terrific. So, Graham, your next pick.
Next up, we have Don Quixote with the Boston Ballet. It's in its second week now, and it's running through this Sunday, May 6th. And for aficionados of Don Quixote, this actually focuses on a smaller element of the story. If you know the Cervantes, there's a couple of chapters that focus on some minor characters, Kitri and Basilio, and they are the two primary figures of this story. You still get to hear the main story with Don Quixote and Sancho Panza, but it's a slightly different focus from other adaptations of Don Quixote.
And Graham, this particular adaptation also has some special choreography, isn't that right?
Well, that's right. The choreography for this production is by Rudolf Nureyev, the famous Russian dancer and choreographer. He actually danced the role of Basilio himself in 1982 in Boston.
Well, we've also got a taste of the music here. It's by Ludwig Minkus, and it was arranged by John Lanchberry. And here's the moment where Don Quixote actually enters the stage. So that's Don Quixote at Boston Ballet, which runs through Sunday, May 6th. And tonight, Graham, I understand there's also a special event as well.
That's right. After the performance, anyone who attended can stop by Bina Osteria, which is just a couple doors down from the theater, and mix and mingle with dancers and staff members from Boston Ballet who will be gathering there after the performance. It's a nice opportunity to meet the people behind the scenes who make Boston Ballet happen.
And your last pick?
Last pick is Somerville Open Studios, which runs all this weekend, Friday, May 4th through Sunday, May 6th. It's an event that brings in literally 400 different artists from all over Somerville in 100 different venues, artists in all stages of their careers, emerging, mid-career. And many of the venues are the artists' home studios. Others are larger, more public venues, but you can track down those on the Somerville Open Studios website.
And hopefully the weather's going to be a little better, so it will be a great way to walk around and actually see the artists, as you were mentioning, in their homes and studios directly. But there's one particular artist you're really interested in.
Well, just to highlight one particular story, I have a personal interest in artists who really have an interesting interface with science or with other issues. There's an artist named Benjamin Bray who just returned recently from an Arctic Circle residency, where he actually spent 2 weeks up in the Arctic Circle with other artists and scientists on a tall ship sailing and then working on their crafts. So really an opportunity to engage with scientists and create works inspired by the environment there and the research they were discussing. So he's going to be presenting photos and videos from that expedition as well as launching some new projects inspired by that expedition.
It sounds so fascinating, especially since apparently in his own biography it says he's particularly interested in psychology, jet engineers, oceanography, physics and Tahiti, so more like a scientific Gauguin than an Arctic
explorer.
Well, exactly.
And, you know, the Tahiti interest, you know, that's non-trivial in this particular project because he's studying the polar ice caps, you know, looking at island environments are absolutely critical to that study. So nothing is completely disconnected.
Well, we actually caught up with Ben Bray a little earlier this week, and we asked him what he'd be showing in particular this weekend. So let's listen.
I'll be showing some video and some photographs. It's kind of an overview of everything I've done over the last decade. Well, that's kind of what I like to show at Open Studios. It's not just what I'm working on now, but evidence of how I got to where I am.
So that's Somerville Open Studios, featuring nearly 400 artists, including Ben Bray, whom you just heard from. It begins tomorrow, Friday, May 4th, and runs through Sunday, May 6th. So, Graham, before I let you go, I want to ask you a little bit, actually, about Opus Affair, your Boston art salon, because your next event is coming up on Monday, May 7th at Hawthorne, a bar in Kenmore Square. So what exactly happens at an Opus Affair event?
It's a community of young professionals interested in the fine arts. So it includes artists of all ilks, as well as people who work behind the scenes in the arts, and then just fans and friends. So we get together once a month at a different bar or restaurant. We have drinks and make interesting connections.
It sounds like a great way, as you said, not only to learn more about the local fine arts scene, but to connect with people who are fellow appreciators of it.
I think so. We try and keep it very informal. And this month in particular, it's our fourth anniversary. So we're pretty excited that this is it's come so long in 4 years. So it's a nice time to show up by yourself or drag a few friends with you and check it out for the first time.
Well, Graham Wright is host and founder of Opus Affair, an art salon in Boston. You can find out more information about his picks and Opus Affair at radioboston.org. Graham, thanks so much as always.
All right, my pleasure.